USA Radio News.
A judge has scheduled a hearing Thursday on potentially unsealing FBI records related to the raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida last week. Trump said the FBI demanded all security cameras be turned off during the raid. He clarified on social media, quote, "We said no," unquote. Meanwhile, the former president said the Department of Justice and FBI had returned his passports, stating, "This should not happen in America." Stocks ended mostly higher on Wall Street Tuesday after another bumpy day as investors cautiously reviewed mostly encouraging financial results from major retailers. The S&P 500 index wound up with a modest gain of 0.2%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Portions of West Virginia are under a state of emergency.
Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia declared a state of emergency for Kanawha and Fayette counties due to heavy rainfall Monday, which caused significant flooding that damaged over 100 homes, bridges, and roads throughout the counties. The storm also resulted in downed trees, power outages, and disruption to portable water systems. Over 20 people had to be rescued from their homes. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least two people are hurt after a military base in Russian-occupied Crimea. Russian officials said a fire set off blasts at an ammunition storage site in the north of the peninsula Moscow annexed in 2014. A Ukrainian presidential advisor described the explosions as, quote, "demilitarization in action." The Biden administration has canceled $3.9 billion in student debt for borrowers defrauded by ITT Tech. This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The most magical cruise on Earth will be making some changes.
Disney Cruise Line is loosening some of its COVID-19 restrictions. The cruise line says starting September 2nd, vaccinations won't be required for guests under 11 years old if they're sailing out of the United States or Canadian ports. However, testing will continue to be required for all guests. The change is to be implemented less than a month after the CDC dropped its program tracking cruise ships. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration has seen nearly 2 million Southwest land border encounters, setting a record for the full fiscal year of 2021. The data comes from the July report of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Former President Donald Trump put a number of border security measures in place. The Biden administration has worked to undo many of those protections. Defense attorneys in Michigan grilled an FBI informant in the trial of two men accused of conspiring to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They questioned Dan Chappell's motivation to get inside a band of anti-government extremists and the key steps he took to gather evidence. Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are on trial for the second time on conspiracy charges. A federal jury could not reach a unanimous verdict in April, but acquitted two other men. For U.S. USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.